Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Marshall Rowe, Mr. Jim Fitz, and Mr. John Weeks, owners of Harvest Capital, a wealth management firm and family office that helps families through the transition of selling a business and creating a joyful life afterwards. They are co-authors of the new book, Your Next Adventure, Planning for Life After the Sale of Your Business. And gentlemen, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. We're happy to be here.
Certainly appreciate the three of you coming out today and looking forward to hearing from you in all regards. Now, to lead things off, Marshall, if you would, your new book, Your Next Adventure, is a guide to help entrepreneurs through the transition of selling a business. Why do business owners need a specific guide like this? Let's start there.
In our experience, business owners need a specific guide like this to help them recognize the challenges they're going to face beyond the actual financial aspects of selling their business. And what we present in the book is that there is an array of advisors, tax attorneys, CPAs, corporate attorneys, and investment bankers who are directed at helping them prepare and sell the business itself. But there is no one, and that until this book was written, which helps business owners engage their family and their emotional side in the sale of the business to understand how it's going to impact them, how it's going to impact their family, and how they can prepare to make that a positive impact on themselves and their family rather than having it turn out to be a negative impact.
And Jim, looking at common challenges in selling a business, what common challenges do entrepreneurs face when trying to sell a business, and how can they also solve those challenges?
One of the things that Marshall alluded to was the common way to think about the sale of a business is to think about the business challenges. How do you maximize the value of the business? How do you set it up, you know, properly to be sold at the right time when the industry is doing well and the business is doing well? What we focus on is the third aspect, and that is making sure the family is going to be ready when everything else is lined up and ready to sell. So the personal challenges are what we focus on, and I think two or three of them that we run across most often is what's the destination going to be for the entrepreneurial energy that the business owner has? They've devoted their, you know, significant portion of their life in building a successful business, and it helps define who they are. And when they sell the business, they don't stop being an entrepreneur. They have a great deal of energy that they've applied to the business in the past, and they have to find a new destination for that. So I think that's a real challenge for some of the clients that we work with. You know, another one is maintaining relevance. When you're a business owner, a member of the community, you know, you're well recognized, you know, you support the community, you sit on boards, your phone rings, your inbox is full of emails. When you stop being a business owner and you go on to the next chapter, it's sometimes hard to maintain your relevance before. You have a whole new social network that you have to develop. And you have to develop new meaning in your life to take the place of, you know, what was there before. And I think the last, certainly not the last challenge, but a common one we see is being able to adapt to run the new financial company that you have. Generally, upon the sale of a business, you have a fair amount of liquidity, and you're used to running an operating company, but most business owners aren't familiar with the aspects of actually running what comes afterwards, the financial company, and that creates a lot of anxiety.
And Eric, this is John. What I would add to that is, as it relates to the deal itself, what we have seen, and we also hear from business owners and the advisors, is that the challenge manifests itself pre-deal by the business owner actually backing out of doing a deal. They, you know, everything's ready, the business is ready, the industry is peaking, and they start thinking about what's next for me and what's next for my family, and they can't get their heads around it, then they can't come to grips with it emotionally, and so they'll actually stop the deal in its tracks. So we heard, you know, several stories as we were doing the interviews about how that actually played out. So the deals aren't getting done when everything else seems to be aligned and ready for the deal to be done because of this lack of preparation. And then post-deal, you know, the deal gets done. There was no focus on it during the deal process or prior to. And so then the business owner's looking back and saying, oh, you know, did I do the right thing? You know, I could have done this. I should have done that. And so there's sort of the seller's remorse. And so those, you know, that pre-deal challenge of not getting the deal done, the post-deal challenge of just really not feeling good about it are two things that really were clear in our discussions and in our interviews preparing to write the book.
Certainly some great information there. Now, you also point out in the book that many business owners don't prepare for what life will look like after the sale, which can be crushing. What specific tips do you have for making sure you're emotionally prepared for what's next?
I think if you can seek out the uncertainty that you're feeling and then solve for it, if you give a little bit of thought to what comes afterwards, you're going to have more questions and very few answers. So learning what the right questions are the important part. And one thing we do in our book is we end each chapter with a lot of questions to help business owners understand, you know, what they have under control, what they haven't thought about. And if you identify those things you haven't thought about and solve for it, I think that's a very specific way that you can eliminate some of that uncertainty and prepare yourself, you know, emotionally for what's coming afterwards. You know, the common questions that we see that people struggle with, regardless of how much money the business is going to be sold for, is, you know, where's their lifestyle dollars going to come from? In the past, they've been used to, you know, getting a paycheck or taking regular draws out of an operating company that's producing, you know, lots of revenue, and all of a sudden that operating company is gone, and you have, you know, a host of diversified financial assets, but they're not accustomed to how they draw out of those financial assets. And everyone has concern as to whether or not they actually have enough and whether it will last. So those are easy things to solve for, but they do create anxiety. So if you have that you know, plan done and you have the analysis in place and you're comfortable with it, that removes some uncertainty.
And Eric, what I'd add to that is, you know, from an emotional preparation standpoint, and both Jim and Marshall have mentioned it, is focusing on what you're going to transition to as opposed to what you're transitioning from. Talked about it in terms of, you know, preparing the business for the sale. You know, a lot of advisors spending time on that, but if you're just looking back and you're just looking at the business, you know, you're not spending the needed time on where you are going to. And so it's that, you know, differentiating the from, you know, you're coming from something to the to something. You want to be prepared for and really do some planning around the to. One of the organizations I'm involved with is Business Enterprise Institute, and it's all advisors helping business owners through a transaction, really focused on the business. And they talk about these or recommend you answer these three questions, you know, how much am I going to sell for, who am I going to sell it to, and when am I going to sell it. And we feel like that's a very, very business-oriented and not really addressing the business owner's challenges and the questions they should be dealing with. So a little variation we put on that is really they should be answering the questions, what do I want to do as my next adventure after I transition the ownership of my business? Who do I want to do this next adventure with? And what resources are required in order for me to achieve this next adventure that I'm going to?
And this is Marshall. The corollary to that is that the sale of the business is going to impact the business owner's spouse significantly, and it's going to impact their relationship. And recognizing that ahead of time and communicating, sharing thoughts, sharing fears, sharing the excitement, and talking about what they see both as changes in their lives as a result of selling the business, but also what the future holds for them together in their lives is really important, because it will impact the spouse, it will impact the whole family, and the business owner is missing something important if they don't realize that impacting their spouse and their family won't impact them, because it will significantly.
Certainly some tremendous points made by the three of you here on that, and much appreciated today. We're joined by Marshall Rowe, Jim Fitz, and John Weeks, owners of Harvest Capital, a wealth management firm and family office that helps families through the transition of selling a business and creating a joyful life afterwards. They are co-authors of the new book, Your Next Adventure, Planning for Life After the Sale of Your Business, and they've joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, if someone is considering selling a business, when should they start planning and why?
Well, we introduce a concept in the book called T-5, which is the transaction date minus 5 years. And you'll see different references to different time frames. We think 5 years is a reasonable compromise between a 10-year window, which to some people just is too long to start planning something that far in advance, but certainly much better than, you know, 6 months or 1 year ahead of time. So our recommendation is 5 years prior to your anticipated transaction that you should be thinking about how you align all of the business and industry and family issues that are going to be necessary to make this work well. Gives you enough time to identify solutions to problems that you uncover, gives you enough time to explore some of the things that you're going to be doing afterwards and really develop a solid plan. And to John's point, it really allows you to pick that destination that you can now look forward to. And once you have a destination that you've got in front of you that you're anxious to get to, it makes the sale of the company and the transition that much easier.
This is John. So the T-5 is an important concept to sort of get things started as early as possible. But we also think of it in terms of they should always be thinking about, you know, where the company's going to transition to and where they're going to transition to, because, you know, there's to just put a date on it or a time period on it, you're somewhat ignoring some very key variables that need to be aligned when you're personally ready to do it, and that's your industry, which can go be in and out of favor, and so you can have really great times, great valuations, and there's a lot of money chasing businesses in your industry, and you want to be prepared for that, and your business is going to go through cycles, and so the work that you do to build your business, to build your management team, to build your customer base, you know, that there may be a point, there will likely be points where that is peaking and should be, you know, considered in terms of this overall, am I ready personally? Is my business ready? And is my industry ready? So T-5 is valuable because it's probably going to include, you know, it's going to catch those three cycles and where, you know, different places in those three cycles. But that's, you know, it comes back to really should be thinking about this all the time, because it is inevitable. Every business must transition eventually.
Gentlemen, certainly do appreciate all your advice and direction here per the topic of the transition of selling your business, or preparation and planning of selling your business certainly is inevitable. I'd like to tap in a little further. What is your number one piece of advice for entrepreneurs who are selling their business?
I think the number one piece of advice is what John just touched upon, which is to recognize that if you were bold enough to start a business and successful in your endeavor, ultimately the purpose is to transition that business through the sale or to another member of the next generation of your family. And remember that along the way and create the space in your mind and in your heart and in your life to think about what selling the business will mean to you and your family, and prepare for it in advance. If you don't prepare in advance, the likelihood of great challenges both for you and your family are much higher. So I would say the number one piece of advice is create the space and understand you need to plan well in advance so that you have a successful transition?
Part of that planning is really engaging with the other stakeholders who are going to endure after the sale. You know, that's most likely going to be your spouse, your family, and your social circles outside of the business. You know, a lot of social interaction for business owners is centered around their business, so it's important that you nurture those non-business relationships which are going to survive the business sale and, you know, be the social structure that's going to be so important to you once you're no longer a business owner.
And this is John. I would say, you know, consistent with what they're saying, it's that it's the planning aspect of this. You know, the business owners that we talk to and the advisors to the business owners in writing the book, you know, they're very business owners, very action oriented people, very strategic people in their businesses. They do business planning, they do strategic planning, and yet there are so many of them that don't do the same type of planning for their own personal situations, their own family situations. So our advice is treat this personal transition much like you're treating your business transition. Be as strategic. Take the time that you need, much like you need the time for your business. Don't ignore this. Address it. Treat it just like you are your business. You want yourself to be as prepared as your business is to go through this transition.
As we wrap things up here today, in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to add as we conclude things today?
I think the final conclusion is that your next adventure truly can be fulfilling and exciting and full of purpose and satisfaction for you and for your family. There's a great future. It's going to be driven and created by you, so start planning today.
And we don't think of the sale of a business as an end. We think of it as a beginning, very much focused, again, on this future, this next adventure that you're going to. It'll be difficult. You have to expect that there's going to be some discomfort associated with it, but there's a real exciting opportunity to remake yourself, and it only gets better afterwards if you plan well.
And I would conclude by saying that there's a lot of information that we include on our website, www.harvestcap.com, Harvest CAP. So a lot of the book information is in there, a lot of links to articles that are related to the book that we've written. So that can also be a good resource for people that are interested in, again, learning more about this idea of the next adventure, but also the work that we've done around it.
Well, gentlemen, we can't thank you enough for what you do and all the families that are affected by the help that you do lend through your company, Harvest Capital, and this new book as well, Your Next Adventure, Planning for Life After the Sale of Your Business. And gentlemen, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you. Enjoyed it.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you.
And it was certainly our pleasure. We've been speaking with Marshall Rowe, Jim Fitz, and John Weeks, owners of Harvest Capital, a wealth management firm and family office that helps families through the transition of selling a business and creating a joyful life afterwards. They are co-authors of the new book, Your Next Adventure, Planning for Life After the Sale of Your Business. And for further details, visit harvestcap.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.